You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Travis don't want to be home.
Are you sleeping with him?
Yes.
You know what? The only reason he was with you is because you spread your legs.
Facebook points.
Facebook fights. Digital drama, my friends. Leaps off of your computer screen and onto your radio every Tuesday morning at right around this time. In bout number one, there seems to be some controversy over this picture of a guy with his dog on his motorcycle. Some like it, some don't. It's Facebook fights. Bout number one.
Mary starts. I don't know who this picture is, but they should be given a ticket for riding with their dog on a motorcycle.
Relax. The bike wasn't moving, and I'm sure the pup rides in the car that this picture was taken from.
Wrong. The bike is definitely moving. His pant leg and shirt are misshaped from the airflow.
Thumbs up for the cool dog, Dad.
Thumbs up for being irresponsible. Neither of them is even wearing a helmet.
Oh, do they make dog helmets?
Well, the dog doesn't need one because he should not be on that bike.
What a bunch of Facebook judges on here. Just scroll past if you don't like it. My uncle's dog rode with him for 14 years. She loved it.
He's another cool dog, Dad.
Now wait just a second. I was in a motorcycle accident. Nothing cool about being distracted and not wearing a helmet.
Like I said before, the bike wasn't moving, and I'm sure the pup rides in the car that this picture was taken from.
Wrong on both. I know because I took the picture. He is definitely moving.
So you took a picture while you were driving. What the hell? Talk about dangerous.
Well, I had to see if anyone on here knows who this is. I want something done.
We may not know who's on the bike, but we know who took the picture while driving.
Yeah, John has a point.
I just hope that your phone was wearing a helmet. Hashtag dangerous phone mom.
Well, well. Pot, kettle. Kettle, pot. In bout number two, everybody has a solo.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go around the room. We'll start with Rod Fitzwell. Facebook
okay.
Fights. Here solos. Bout number two.
This is just a statement. Asked my wife if I could use toys during sex. Should have seen her face when I rolled my Hot Wheel car across her boobies.
Did Rod's voice crack when he said sex?
He did.
Almost there. Almost made it. Almost made it.
Sex.
It's been so long.
Almost made it.
Are you somehow hitting puberty again?
That's right.
Choked on the puncher.
I did.
Sean, what's yours?
I like that you specified on mine, by the way. Girl voice. I was going to read this like, you know, some macho guy.
Realizing you can't date a guy you were hanging out with because your mom has exchanged dirty messages with him. Sorry, Mom, putting you on blast. Just weird and disgusting. Awkward situation. No wonder she would get mad at me when I was hanging out with him. And people think my mom is this nice, innocent lady, LOL. This is toxic AF.
Your mom is exchanging dirty text messages with your crush.
Part of this was written kind of like President Trump. Sorry, Mom, putting you on blast. Just weird, disgusting, awkward situation.
Terrible. Not good.
George Bush Senior. Exactly.
Not going to do it. Bad, dirty text. Shelley, what's yours?
A true best friend shaves your stuff for you when you're 6.5 months pregnant. Thanks a bunch. Relatable.
Have you ever?
No, but
been
I understand.
To? Have you been asked to?
No, but I'm already at the point where I can't see around the belly.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's just a game of hope.
Just going back to nature now.
When I'm down there, it's just like, all right, please, let me make sure it's in the right spot.
Maybe tough to navigate.
Maybe I need a shower mirror or something.
Yeah, maybe you do. But then, see, then everything's ass backwards. You got to be careful.
No, that's true.
It's like Zorro on drugs got down here.
Who was here? I don't know.
Zorro on drugs.
Can't read it.
All right, finally this one.
This might be due to the complete lack of inhibition caused by a wisdom tooth extraction operation I had an hour ago, but I have, like, the biggest crush on you. But beyond that, there are those people who I often wonder, like, where are they now? I guess it all stems from back from Where Are They Now articles in Sports Illustrated about athletes that had long faded out of the spotlight. But forgive me, because it's weird and I'm pretty sedated. And the meds should take roughly 24 hours to wear off. Plus, I like writing, so the two things go hand in hand. I'm sorry. The next morning, 10:26 a.m. I wish I had listened to them when they told me to not text anyone immediately after the surgery. Hopefully, you weren't too creeped out. If I had known what was going on, I would have let someone else take my phone and computer for the day. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Yikes.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us.
Sorry, Aunt Susan.
All right, and then bout number three. We get back. There we go. Sorry, I have to cut those off. Bout number three. Maria has a problem with Tony's profile picture. Many people have a problem with Maria's picture. It's Facebook Fights, bout number three.
Wow, Tony, what a profile picture. Was thinking about checking your references regarding a roof repair, but with that picture of you flipping the bird, you are definitely out.
You may want to look at your own profile picture too, LOL.
That picture has helped me win several area pageants, as you may know. Plus, my platform of organ donation resulted in thousands of sponsor dollars. Don't need your amateur opinion.
But you're standing there in lingerie, all angry about someone flipping the bird. Pot, meat, kettle.
Oh, there we are.
I admit I was a little chunky, still retaining fluid after my transplant, so thanks for the earlier LOL. It's really funny. Plus, the middle finger profile picture on a business page, really?
Nobody's laughing at your medical condition, and nobody cares if you were the crab queen of Phoebus.
Hey, look, if Maria wants to show off her old tube top picture, it really doesn't compare to a business using a picture of a middle finger in their logo. And honestly, I thought slut shaming was over.
Well, aren't you the woke one, Don? I wasn't slut shaming, but was pointing out how both pictures just cry for attention.
Hey, I'm sorry to everybody. I had to jump in here and explain my business picture. It is a middle finger, but when you click on the picture, then you can see my stand up to cancer frame.
Oh.
I'm flipping off cancer in the picture.
So, what time can you come by and look at my job? Hashtag foot meet mouth.
Oh, man. Bad deal. Facebook Fights every Tuesday at right around this time. Appreciate everybody that sent those in. Those were contributions sent to Rumble in the Morning. Sent to Rumble at FM99.com. Actually. If you see something, take some screen caps, send them on in.